Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. This is episode 54 of this competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. I'm your host, Zoinks, joined by three of my wonderful co-hosts. The whole gang is here. I'm joined by Ender, Doosnax, and Lazadin, of course. We're going to be breaking down so much competitive stuff, mostly focused around EU and NA today. Of course, we are right in the middle between the Open qualifiers that happened last weekend and February finals, which are about to kick off on Saturday. It's going to be a ton of fun. Of course, this is happening for many, many regions, but kind of our areas of expertise land us in NA and EU. We'll definitely try to hit some other regions in episodes going forward, but for today, it is all prep all the time for EU and NA. I'm very excited to talk about it. We, of course, at the start of the show, we'll talk about some recent news, of course, talk about the qualifiers that did happen last weekend, have some thoughts on that, and then it's all predictions, all hot takes, all the stuff I know you tune into Overdunk for. Before we get going, I gotta check in with everybody. Ender, how has your week been? How have the games been? And also, congratulations on qualifying for February finals on Team TTV.
Week's been great. I mean, qualifiers were more challenging, I think, than they've ever been, which is exciting.
Okay.
Like, there's only 8 teams get to go, normally 16 go, and I feel like there's, you know, more than 8 teams in North America that could be going to the qualifiers. I mean, it seemed like that last weekend, so I'm excited for the competition. I'm excited for this weekend as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. NA feels very, very top-heavy. I'm excited about how many teams are so good, especially at the start of the season. I mean, last year's February technically had more teams sign up, some would say, because there's a pretty big lack of advertising of this tournament online on the Unite socials. A little strange, or at least it came in very, very last minute, but I'm glad it's here, finally. But still, a very stacked tournament. It was very exciting. Lazadin, how about you? How has your last week been? And congratulations to your team for also making this monthly finals.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of things going on last week. Really excited about how we performed. Didn't drop a single game.
Yeah, that is very exciting. Yes, so, and just in case anybody is tuning into Overdunk for the first time, the two hosts that just spoke, Ender, a player, the support player for Team TTV, who did have the first seed in this tournament, qualified for February Finals, and of course, Lazadin, the resident analyst for Ascended, your current world champions, also qualified for the February Finals. So, in case we just have a little bit of background for the two of you, in case it's someone's first time listening. But Doosnax, if anybody is familiar with Unite Mike's channel, they obviously already know and love you. So, Doosnax, how has your last week been?
It's been good. It's been good. Just trying to ingest as much ingest as much Unite content as possible. Trying to catch as much of the cups that were streamed as possible. Get an idea of where these teams are trending. You know, just getting excited for UCS. UCS whips ass, and I'm excited for it to get underway.
Could not agree more. Unite Championship Series being back in full swing brings a huge smile to my face. I think this offseason was full of a lot of exciting tournaments, but seeing the official ones just has that special feeling. You know, the stakes of World Championships at the end of the road are always going to be a big incentive for teams to be competing for. But let's talk about this last weekend. So, Inner, you were playing in them. Lazadin, I know you were very involved with your team along the way through the run of the bracket. Let's talk about how that open qualifiers went. It was a slightly less attended event than last year, but like I said, advertising was pretty minimal for this tournament, and it still felt like a pretty competitive one. Ender, your team had that first seed headed in there, thanks to all of you collecting a lot of CP over your run of last year, as well as, of course, probably Otter being added to your team, who was like tied for number one in CP last year, thanks to Full Send's great performances and AOS. So, yeah, you guys had a pretty solid run. Talk to me about your bracket run.
It was pretty good. I think a lot of people were unsure if we should have gotten the first seed. I also think that, you know, they could have awarded it to the reigning world champions. I would not have been upset. But, you know, whatever it was, we had the number one and then number two seed. The bracket run, you know, we ran into pretty much what we expected. As soon as we saw the bracket, we saw that teams that we had to look out for were Exodia,
right?
Team YouTube, or Spinal, depending on which made it through. And I think Exodia probably gave us the most trouble, the only team that we dropped a game to. Mm-hmm. But we prepared. We had a game plan going into it. We spent the day before discussing, you know, what we think is strong, what we think works well around our team. And, you know, we busted out Lutano Gardevoir, which, you know, we've been playing around with. And, you know, he really showed up and really helped carry a lot of those games.
Yeah, I heard many good stories of Lutano's Gardevoir throughout the bracket. And yeah, you were right. So in what round would that technically be? It's weird because this tournament cuts off at top eight. So your round four matchup was against Exodia. You won that one 2-1. You said they gave you the most trouble. And in fact, Exodia actually not qualified for our finals, which is crazy because Exodia is such a strong team and Unite rivals really popped off, had some big moments. And a team as strong as that in such a good place as they have been for the past few weeks, not qualifying for finals, it just goes to show how strong this bracket really was. Lazadin, how about Ascended's run through the qualifiers?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. There was, like, the only thing we weren't 100% sure about was we saw that, like, TTV was taken and Radiance was going to be a pretty early matchup, and, like, those teams are both pretty good. I obviously favor one personally, but, like, I could go either way. Obviously, like, something seems to have went wrong for PTV was taken this week or this month. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure what happened there. So we ended up just facing Radiance. They're the ones who gave us the most trouble. There's a world where we lose that first game, but overall, other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Radiance, another team that is qualified for finals, obviously just a real highlight of the offseason. This team really found their footing, have, you know, well-known players from last year, like Bloodline on the roster, but also just an incredible roster that they've been playing with for quite some time, too. It's definitely a squad to be looking out for. I'm excited to see them play. They did qualify for the finals through the loser's bracket after getting knocked down by Ascended. I mean, come on. If you got to be prepared to be knocked down by Ascended and keep your tournament run alive, which is exactly what they did. Dupesnecks, were you able to catch any of either the EU qualifiers or the NA qualifiers?
Just what I've been able to pick up on the random folks that have been streaming. So, I mean, as we know, that gets a little bit everywhere, especially in the early rounds. And, you know, you have powerhouse teams, you know, like TTV or Ascended, for example, squaring off against some of the lesser known quantities. But I think there's a very, 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 very clear storyline for NA to me. And it's the 122nd seeded Ignorance. Holy, who are these players and where do they come from? What a show by them.
Yeah,
it's protein shake.
Yeah, it's protein shake, exactly. I've been trying to do my due diligence to research this team as well. I've been DMing players that went up against them in bracket, and of course, some of these names are familiar around the scene, or at least maybe some ranked demons is what we could call them, but the ones you were mentioning, you were correct, 100 and I think 22nd seed, but they qualified through the loser's bracket. Their roster is as follows: Soup Chef 2, Dragoony, Scrubblenaut, Neon, and Protein Shake. Obviously, just a great performance by them, taking down some top teams. I've been told that Protein Shake Aegislash goes absolutely hard and is an amazing pick. One of the only NA teams I know that really like to rely on the pick of Aegislash. I'm sure there is more to this team than just that, but I think that is one thing I'm particularly going to be looking forward to on Saturday on this roster. Lazadin, you mentioned you know a couple of these players. Any more info on this unheard of team named Ignorance?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, while I'm sitting there between games, obviously I'm not allowed to like talk or interact with the players during the actual matches themselves. So I'm just, you know, hopping between streams, looking at the bracket, and I see like they take a gum off of Radiance, and I'm like, okay, well that's interesting, but you know, sometimes people throw games, whatever. And then like it's after most of the teams logged off. I'm going back through because I was just curious. They actually had some very interesting macro decisions. Like their Hoopa, they did this really cool crash where they Hoopa ulted bot tier 2 at like 4:30-ish while Top Rechi was spawning, which was pretty unexpected.
Yeah.
Like that was a very cool play on their part. Definitely not what you expect out of like a 122nd seeded team.
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
So, like, I can definitely see how they caught a lot of teams off guard, for sure. I don't know any of the other names in the team other than... There's somebody they usually play with, Goopiter or Guppiter. I'm not sure how to pronounce their name.
I've heard of Goopiter.
That's Goopiter? Odin, okay. Right? That's Odin coming back, I'm pretty sure. if I was not mistaken.
That is a... I saw somebody put it in chat. They have some S-tier gamer tags, and Goopiter is no exception. Goopiter is an awesome...
I didn't see
awesome
him on the roster this time, though. Which
no, he wasn't on the roster. He wasn't on the roster. I'm just saying that, like, if Goop used to play with him, Goopiter is an awesome gamer tag.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, like, I was very, very pleasantly surprised by what I saw, and, like, I'm looking forward to see what they do in finals.
Okay, sick. Any more insights on Ignorance Ender, or did we kind of hit all the bases?
One thing I've got to say, and I was mentioning this in my stream the day that they qualified, is that their hope for players that are looking to break it through the scene that don't have, like, a traditional five stack to play with, because... I play a lot of solo queue. Me and Zug, my teammate, we both play a lot of solo queue, and we've seen these players for almost a year. Like, I see Neon and Soup Chef duo queuing Snorlax, Stealthfox all day long. They always play well in duo queue. And one thing that's been a testament in other MOBAs is players rising to their ranks and just tryharding in, you know, solo and duo queue.
Yeah.
And we don't have a, you know, dedicated ladder for it, so there's not a big incentive to be playing there, but regardless, like, you can be training your mechanics in on the ladder, and, you know, they just play a lot of ladder. They practice a lot. They play all day long, and, you know, they put together a team. I don't know the origin story on how they all met, but I've seen pretty sure all five of those players during the off season probably playing like 6 to 7 hours a day. So I know they're grinding, and, you know, they definitely deserve their spot in this month's cup.
That's awesome. Grind set is in place for Ignorance. I'm thinking we might need to bust out a classic Zoinks team interview for an next Overdunk episode if they pop off in February finals. That may need to be a future content piece we go into. That'd be very, very exciting. But
I think they earn Zoinks, if I may weigh in, I think they earn that feather in their cap regardless of how this goes. Because, I mean, it's a cut to top eight. They worked through a lot of teams. They were the last seeded squad of teams that showed up, and they made it through the loser's bracket, decleating some of the best squads we've heard of. I mean, interview. Throw it in the chat if you want to interview. One's everywhere for interviews.
Okay, but chat, just know the Overdunk interview is a double-edged sword. It truly is, because sometimes I do the interview and you win the next UCS finals. Sometimes your team breaks up the week after. So I really, it is a double-edged sword. So just treat it with caution is all I'm saying. It is never in the middle. It is always one or the other.
Never tell me the odds, Zoinks.
Okay,
never tell
perfect.
Me things.
All right.
I will also say of Protein Shake, he has the best start.gg icon ever. It is a protein shake with like two like swole arms. How do you stop him?
That is very, very good. Okay, that is a future tier list incoming. Is absolutely Battlefly pictures and team names in general, but we'll have to get to those.
Not only team, can we do like a, this is what we're Zoinks. All right, I'm gonna lay this out there, content piece. It's gonna take us like 4 hours or something.
Wow.
We do a tier list of all the gamer tags.
Okay. All the gamer tags.
Not like, obviously not on all on the planet. We obviously have an arbitrary cutoff somewhere that we can decide later. But we just have like a very belabored gamer tag tier list. Let's do
it. All right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm down. I mean, we talk about it every time we cast, whether we like the gamer tag names or not.
True.
So we as well do it. All right. Well, that was a lot of talk about open qualifiers. Of course, we're mostly focused on NA. Two of our hosts participated, or at least were very, very involved with the North American open qualifiers. EU was also a fantastic event. I think EU kind of surprised me by how many teams were as competitive as they were. I was kind of under the mindset that EU had a clear top five, and then maybe a couple teams trying to push to enter into that top five. I think there was two teams that I thought were had a very good chance to make it. They did go up against each other in the losers bracket. So just a special shout out towards Squishy Squad and Viva La Revolution. I think those are both fantastic EU teams, but they played against each other in losers, and then they had to go up against Tilted in the next round. So a tough losers bracket run for them. But I do think those are both solid rosters. I'm excited to see them play, of course, in the next open qualifier. But we are going to have a lot to talk about in terms of predictions and all of that. So let's jump into the finals. Do we want to start with NA or do we want to start with EU?
Let's start with EU.
Okay, great. So we are going to jump to EU. Let me pull this up on stream so you guys can see it. There we go. So this is what I've pulled up for the hypothetical bracket. Let me share my stream. There we go. Cool. Okay, I've shared it for all of you. This is what I've pulled up for the hypothetical bracket. It has not been officially released. I have no information. Trust me, Chad. I'm so sorry. I have tried to get information unsuccessfully. But this is what I have laid it out as. I have laid it that winner's side, highest initial seed versus loser's side, lowest initial seed. In EU, this gets a little dicey because there is one team, I think Banana Boys qualified through winner's side and they were seeded 10th, I think. So things get a little dicey if it's only seeded by initial seeding and qualifiers. If that's the case, this bracket looks different, but whatever. For now, we're just going to go through with this. So these are the eight teams that have made it through the February finals open to the finals. This Saturday, Nouns Esports, Tilted, Tilted X Deviant, their full name, Feeling Cute, Zephyr Esports, Time to Shine, Banana Boys, Dogwater, and Tally Bolo Believers. Oh, Tally Bobo?
Bobo.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Tally Bobo. I gotta fix it on the graphic. My bad.
Do you remember me and you casting old games? Tally Bobo. Do you remember that, Zoinks? What a legend.
I do. I do remember it dearly. Okay, so these are the eight teams. Nouns, I feel like a ton of people already know about, but let's just address them real top quick. Second place at the World Championship last year, of course, running it back with the exact same roster, exact same five. I don't think that's super typical in any of the UCS, but they're looking really good again. Highest seed, but I think most people are going to put them towards their second placement. I think there's another team that is clearly the front runner right now, but Ender, Lazadin, or Dupesnax, any thoughts? Are Nouns the front runner, or are they clearly second place like I think they are?
It's hard to...
Go ahead.
Nope, Canadian standoff. Ender, you go first.
All right. I think it would be really fair to give Tally Bobo the front, like the number one spot, then Nouns second, just because we saw them square off, just a few weeks ago. But one thing about Nouns is they're really creative at, like, you know, spending some time and coming up with a strategy and kind of defining the meta. Mm-hmm. So if they're able to cook something up, you never know. Like, anything can happen with Nouns.
That's true. Lazadin, your team got chokeslammed by Tally Bobo in an event recently. Do you think Tally Bobo's a front runner, or do you think Nouns is the best in this finals?
As I will tweet in approximately 4 days, I'm a Tally Bobo believer.
Okay, good.
they're so incredibly dominant and so incredibly skilled. I do know that Nouns is capable of pulling out some tricks and defining the meta in their own way, but I think I'd be remiss to not give Tally Bobo the edge.
Okay. Dupesnax?
Yeah, I think we're throwing just a little bit too much disrespect on Nouns. They certainly earned their number one seed through all of UCS last year. I think the hype train is definitely behind Tally Bobo, and it's very easy to see why, right? In these, we'll say, grassroots tournaments, they've certainly, as you said, chokeslammed some other squads, both across the pond and in their own home turf, mm-hmm. without a doubt. I think this is going to be an incredibly good litmus test for both Nouns and Tally Bobo to really... Tally Bobo, this will be how they cement themselves as first to me. Nouns really has to just maintain being the pace card that they were all last year. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good for EU in general that Nouns finally has a stronger... like a comparative uneven keel competitor, because it always seemed like it was Nouns and everybody was fighting for second, but right. I think now putting Nouns on the back foot is going to be huge, not only for Nouns overall development to make them a force through the rest of the year, but also to really shake things up for EU so we don't have a rinse and repeat of last year. So I'm not ready to give Tally Bobo the number one spot like everyone else. I think it's more than fair. I think the hype train is strong. I am a Tally Bobo believer without a doubt. I just think we have
sounds
to put
like
a little
bit
more
doubt, but all right. right. Well,
continue. There's no doubt in their skill whatsoever. I just think we should put a little bit more respect on nouns' names because they've certainly earned it.
All right. Fair enough. The storyline between these two teams is really exciting to me. Nouns are the brainiacs, the deepest of Pokemon pool in drafts. Like, I think draft makes this team so incredibly strong. And then Talibobo are just mechanical wonder kids across the board. I mean, we have just some of the best individual talent player by player on that squad. Mm-hmm. And you have, and you're not absent of brain, it's not all aim, no brain. I mean, you also have the brain of Zervis on that squad too, who I really respect, especially in terms of draft and macro on the support play. So I'm excited to see those two clash at some point. Let's hit a couple more of these teams. We don't have to hit them as deep as we hit those two, because obviously those are the ones to be watching. But Tilted X Deviant, I think a predominantly French roster, has had a lot of success last year, but one reminder, they did have Yutao and Megu on that team last year. Mm-hmm. Yutao and Megu moving over to Talibobo, upgrading that team quite a bit. Tilted still making it to finals, so shout out. They are playing with a newer roster than they were last year. Excited to see what they can bring, but definitely some question marks around that. Feeling cute, this roster is kind of one half of the Yermans squad from last year. We have Nazu, we have Urza, we have Kiva. We have Kiva on the squad too, so some fantastic talent there, and they had a really solid run as well. Any thoughts on Tilted or Feeling Cute from anybody?
I just love seeing those players back, honestly. Yeah. Kiva, Urzeron, blast to watch. An absolutely phenomenal experience watching them play. As far as Tilted, Karake, can't undersell them at all. Great player as well. Overall, you're going to hear me say this a lot. I'm just excited. I want to see these teams scrap it out. I think there's very good overall parity from 1 to 8 seed in EU. I think that's a good thing for the viewer specifically. I think games are going to be closer between these middle bracket, kind of like you're Feeling Cute Zephyrs, Time to Shine Banana Boys. I think those are going to be really fun matches that can erupt to that. And then, of course, you always have the deep runs by some of these teams as well that can square up on Nouns or Talibobo. So overall, I think EU has like a very exciting 8 teams that are facing off against each other. And it doesn't seem like the 8th seed is just down and out completely, right? They have some hammers in there in their toolkit that they can bring out and go to work with. So
yeah, definitely agree. Lazadin, any thoughts, any specific team you want to talk about within the top 8 here of EU?
Yeah, let's see. Obviously Banana Boys. I'm a huge Vizied fan. Yes. I love Vizied.
Who isn't a huge Vizied fan?
True.
Nope, nobody answered that.
Yeah, like, you know, Vizied, you have like Tans, who was a very high profile jungler last year, coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like there's a lot of faith in that roster. I believe there was, let me quickly double check.
And Banana Boys also just a pretty huge shout out for them qualifying through the winner's side of the bracket in their qualifying, beating Time to Shine 2-0 in that one. So beating Time to Shine and another team I shouted out before in Squishy Squad, so having a really solid run. Also, Squishy Squad, just a bit of credit towards them, they knocked 5-Eye down to the losers bracket as well. So yeah, EU's had some pretty good teams that just, you know, some different performances, but mm-hmm. Yeah, Banana Boys knocking down Squishy Squad and knocking down Time to Shine.
Low key, like EU on EU side, I'm sad we don't have top 16. Like,
yeah, it would seriously be
so good if we had top 16 still on EU side. NA side is like less of a big deal, mm-hmm. I think, but on EU side, it's definitely like there's so many good teams that just barely didn't make it. I guess NA doesn't call it, it'll make it either. But
all right, well, shout out Banana Boys. Inder, any specific team that you want to talk about here that's in the top 8 of EU?
Banana Boys for sure, like Fazid, Tans, they're the homies. Like, I've, you know. Right. Talked to Tans for almost 2 years now since Unite came out, like just on and off. He's been just a good friend. So I'm just rooting for him out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Time to Shine is a team that Seryu's on, right?
Yeah.
And Seryu's just always been like a standout top laner, like looking at his Lucario, Serena, even when Serena was popular. He's the kind of player that
Machamp,
the kind of player that sometimes you're like, okay, well, we got Seriud, right? So you know, never know what kind of run they can make. I'm gonna be, you know, if I don't get to watch that set the day of the tournament, I'll probably have to go back and watch how that goes.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think Time to Shine versus Banana Boys, absolutely the best round one pairing. If I did the bracket right. This is an unbelievably good match. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I want to shout out Time to Shine. You mentioned them a little bit. Sarah, you on that squad. Listen, Chen, I'm not a homer. But Time to Shine is my favorite EU team. And I will say that. I love Time to Shine. They, of course, have Shelvin and Gekokami from Apprentice Unleashed. I think Shelvin, with his history in HOTS, and a fantastic drafter in that game for their central area or jungle play. They have a very deep Pokemon pool. They have, you know, a lot of really creative flex picks. I think that Time to Shine in drafts with Shelvin is going to be fantastic. I love Gex tank play. And one thing I'm going to be cheering for, this is really funny. I got permission to share this on the podcast. I was discussing with a couple of members of Time to Shine. They may have a tough time on Saturday because Hyatt is on this team. And Hyatt is an amazing player. However, Hyatt is scheduled by a doctor to be having their partner is going to be having a baby over the weekend at some point. So Hyatt will be coming, will be a father at some point. That's tough.
I mean, you know what? You either get the dub in the tournament or you get the dub IRL. Who cares?
I mean, Overlord went through the same thing. Well, not quite. He went to prom. It's different.
I would definitely.
But yes, Hyatt, congratulations to Hyatt, obviously, preemptively. But I think that is amazing. So Time to Shine. They might have a tough play with their support player, obviously having some very important IRL things to deal with. But I still have faith in this roster, especially since they finished their tryouts like a week ago and are now playing. So we'll see how that goes going forward. But anyway, that's the team I wanted to shout out. We talked a little bit about Feeling Cute. Zephyr Esports, they still have Nivorix. I think Nivorix is a fantastic player. One of my favorite stars out of EU. I'm very excited to see them rocking again on Zephyr Esports. And then anything you want to say towards Dogwater, Doofnex?
That was actually going to be my team to shout out. And Time to Shine does have a sub duo with Gray.
Cool.
But Dogwater is, I mean, they're all names that we're all familiar with. If you've tuned in to any streamer of the last year that has an EU lean, Sixies, Marv, Potato, Human, Caligola. I mean, these are all names that we know. That's a very interesting and fun squad. Sixies is hilarious. just an absolute pistol. Human, I know they stack up with they fill in for Nouns when they're stacking and things like that. Of course, Marv and Potato. Potato is just insane. So that's kind of my team to watch. I think they have just a lot of good, exciting players, and that's who I wanted to mention. Literally, you could shout out any of these teams. Like, EU's nuts. Just like Laz said, like, it would have been sick to have 16 teams here because there would have so many positive things to say about all of them.
Top 8 is top 8, but it has come time that we need to start making some predictions. So let's start talking about it. We need to... we're going to go through this hypothetical bracket that I have round by round. We are going to vote. We are going to make a bracket together. We may have some disagreements. It'll come down to votes if that is the case. And we are going to pick our two finalists and then our grand finalist, of course. Let's start with our first round here. Nouns versus Tilted Gaming. Is anybody going to give Tilted the underdog win here, or are we all voting Nouns?
I have a very important question before we begin. Are we predicting game score?
No, we are not going to predict game score. I don't think we got the time. So...
okay.
We're gonna, yeah.
Nouns.
All right. Great. Anybody disagreeing?
Nope. Nouns for sure. All
right. Sounds good. Nouns. Move on from this one. I think that makes sense. I definitely am not underrating the skill of Tilted. I think they're a really solid team, but Nouns is just in that top tier. The two teams fighting for that top spot. Feeling Cute versus Zephyr Esports. Zephyr Esports been playing together a longer amount of time than Feeling Cute, but Feeling Cute has a really solid roster with big potential. Nazu, I think is a very similar player to someone like Gatlu on Nouns, has a really interesting hero pool, plays things like Greedent or Absol, but can also play tanks like Slowbro or even play the Eldegoss for their team if they need to. So definitely some strengths on their side as well. I think I'm actually going to lean towards Zephyr Esports here, my personal vote. Where are we all feeling?
I'm leaning on feeling cute.
Okay. Interesting. You're going for it, feeling cute.
I like Eichels a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lean Zephyr with you, Zwinks.
Ooh, okay. I like that. Ender, are you going to come towards Zephyr with Deucenex and I, or are you going to go towards feeling cute with...
Honestly, I haven't watched either of these teams play a whole lot. Sure. I've just been busy myself, but to make things interesting, I'll leave it at a tiebreaker. I like their team name.
Well, then feeling we cute. Have our first coin flip of the day, which is fantastic. Let me bring this up quick. Our first coin flip between Feeling Cute and Zephyr. I don't have a coin, but I do have this bottle cap. So yellow is going to be heads. Silver is going to be tails. Let's flip it, folks. All right. There we go. It is heads. So Feeling Cute is getting the vouch. Here we go. Feeling Cute going to be moving forward against Zephyr. Our next one is our match to watch we were talking about. Mm-hmm. This is Time to Shine versus Banana Boys. Where are we feeling this one's going?
It is the narrowest of margin matchups here.
And 60 is actually letting us know that's what happened in qualifier bracket. Is Feeling Cute beat Zephyr 2-1. So, coin choosing correctly.
In qualifier bracket, Banana Boys 2-0 Time to Shine.
Okay, that's a pretty good shout.
The new day, my friends.
Yeah, and I really like Time to Shine. So here's the deal. I like them a lot. Banana Boys, though, is a good, really good roster. They are, like, newly formed as of recently, so that is always a blessing and a curse sometimes. I am going to... Oh, man, but Hyatt. That is my concern. I'm going to throw my vote towards Time to Shine, though. I just trust the players like Gek and Shelvin. So I am going to be leaning towards Time to Shine.
And I'm going to go with Precedent. If they won in the qualifier bracket, they won 2-1. Give them the benefit of Precedent, and I'll 2-0. Go... Yeah. Oh, 2-0. 2-0. Yeah, I'll go Banana Boys then.
All right. Lazarin, you going with the numbers?
I mean, precedent's obviously a factor, and you know, watching the performances during Unite Rivals, and then obviously Hyatt's, potential issue over the weekend, which, even if you don't end up having to just, like, completely leave the tournament, that's gonna be in the back of your mind. Like, sure. That is, your head's
unless
not gonna be in the game.
It happened already.
True. In which case, it'll be in the back of your mind for a completely different reason.
All right, fine.
But yeah, so like, I'm leaning on Banana Boys.
Banana Boys. Okay, Deucenex, are you going Banana Boys? Or are we doing another coin flip?
I'm going Nanners.
All right, sounds good. I was outvoted. Banana. All right, Banana Boys is the winner. Dogwater versus Talibobo. I think this will be a scrappy game, no matter what. However, my vote is Talibobo. I think... all of us agree? Anybody? Dogwater believers?
I definitely believe it. Nah, Dogwater, but if this is how their bracket shakes out, they definitely pulled the wrong card out of the deck, that's for sure. Talibobo believers.
Sounds good.
Side note, just as a global like FYI for teams, when you're naming teams, be careful that you don't make your team name too memeable. And like, if Dogwater bombs out of this, that is extremely memeable.
yeah, Twitch chat will be unkind is how I would put it. Yes. So yes. All right, well, Talibobo moving on, I guess. But I mean, players on that team, I mean, Marvin Sixies will feed on that, so it's okay. All right, yeah. Let's go back to the top of our bracket. Nouns versus Feeling Cute in our winner's quarters, technically. Or no, winner's semis here. Nouns versus Feeling Cute. I think it's a clear 1-2. I think it's Nouns.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Injure.
I too agree, and I think since we've settled that one, I'll mention what I think Talibobo as well. I think I have a good feeling that both of these sets, like Nouns vs. Feeling Cute and Banana Boys vs. Talibobo, have the likelihood of going 2-1, but in favor of Nouns and Talibobo, respectively.
Got it. Okay. Lazanin, any belief that Banana Boys will take down Talibobo? Enough to predict them in this bracket.
No. Even though he's not on my... Even though it didn't work out, I still gotta vote for my boy Toon.
Sure. Dupe Snacks, can Banana Boys do it? Toon angry enough that he ints and loses the game? Can this happen?
In a theoretical time and place, yes, the Banana Boys can win. But Talibobo is going to take this. I'm with Ender 2-1. Somebody mentioned in chat Banana Boys are just too inconsistent. I personally, in events like this, love volatility because, yeah, you might scrub out instantly. But also, if you have your key players on absolute heaters, they can win games. And, you know, look at Otter, for example, from last year. I mean, that team was as emotionally charged and swingy as possible, and they won the AOS Cup. You know what I mean? So in this particular circumstance, I'm saying Talibobo, but there is a world where a team like Banana Boys can hit the right side of the pendulum and rinse some teams. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I do have some prediction questions for you later that will be very good for those feelings. Don't you worry. But okay, Nouns versus Talibobo. Winners, finals. Winner of this gets to move on to the grands, obviously. Finally, we have our match that we've been predicting will happen no matter what. Talibobo versus Nouns. Chat, I definitely want you to weigh on this one, too. We already have Gabbat saying Talibobo wins this one. We have some pretty good evidence of this one. A few events already. More than one. Has this been the case? Talibobo taking down Nouns. But Lazadin, I want to know, I mean, you're a believer. Do you think they will take down Nouns in a winner's final situation?
I mean, like, normally you can't read too much into precedent, right? But, like, it's so recent and the performance was so staggeringly dominant, it's hard not to. Like, both on the game score and also, like, just watching it play out, Talibobo takes this.
All right. Ender. Nouns, Talibobo. I know you have a lot of respect for players on both of these teams, and you've competed against them many, 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 many times. So where are you thinking between Nouns and Talibobo on the day?
Like you said, I've played against Nouns a lot. I've played with Toon for an entire year, known him for a while. I think Talibobo takes the set. I think the games will be close, or we see another Talibobo dominance, but I'm going to give it to Talibobo.
Okay, got it. Deucenex, I believe you have already given your vouch for Talibobo here.
Yep, right. I agree. I do want to just add a fun little food for thought here. I think if Nouns wins, Talibobo can beat them in a bracket reset. I think if Talibobo beats Nouns and sends them to losers, Nouns has no chance to bounce.
Really?
Back.
Oh my gosh, I actually disagree. I think the longer the match goes, like if it's a bracket reset situation, I think Nouns get stronger. I think the more time you give the brainier team to download Talibobo, I think they have a better chance of winning. Maybe I'm off the goop here though, but I think Nouns in a reset situation has a chance to beat Talibobo. But I could be wrong. Also, one fun fact about this, I feel like Nouns and losers bracket runs and finals kind of go hand in hand. And we have them going all the way through winners until final stage, which is kind of funny. Maybe we should just on precedent put them down to Tilted or something. I'm not sure. But
yeah, I guess actually, come to think of it, as long as I think that's a very, very good point. I think what it comes down to is how badly Nouns gets beat by Talibobo if Nouns is sent to the loser's bracket. So if it's like 2-1 incredibly close, I think Nouns rallies off that. I think if it's a 2-0 destruction, I think that's emotional damage.
Okay,
like I don't think they're coming back.
Too much to deal. All right, so this is what our prediction of winner's bracket looks like for our collective bracket. I want to go around the horn and each just choose your individual winner of this tournament, who you think is going to be winning it, and I want the MVP player on that team. Who do you think you're going to give the MVP award to if that team wins it all? Lazarin, tell if what is your pick to win this tournament, and who's the MVP on that squad?
Talibobo, Utah. Easy.
Utah, okay. Exactly. Even though Tim's your person. Dupes next, you're full agreements?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep.
Okay, sweet, sweet. Ender.
Toon's my boy. I think he'll pull through and he'll play well no matter what. But I want to give a shout out to Megu, Utah's other half. But he's been crushing it on tank and definitely deserves some recognition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, huge shout out to Utah and Megu. They were both members of Tilt. They've been playing together forever. That synergy is just going to be inherent. Those are both good shouts. Those are both very, very good shouts. I am going to give it to Talibobo, but Klaus absolutely clutches up. 1v5s, top path. It's not even fair. 1v1 Seryu, even though they don't match up in bracket. It's sick. Talibobo wins. Klaus the winner. Cool. Anybody?
Can I piggyback off that real quick?
Yeah.
I think Klaus Red Maw showdowns are some of the most fun things to watch.
They are fun, and I think it's interesting because I think those are two of the most different playstyle mm-hmm. players I've ever yep. seen play against mm-hmm. each other.
Like, and that's why it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching Overlord Lutano play. Like, those are, I think, two extremely different. Well, back when Lutano was playing top, but yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That is really interesting. Okay, cool. All right.
I will say, though, I would not be surprised if any of the five of them got MVP. Like, sure. None of them would surprise me.
They're all so, like, pound for pound, like, the most stacked talent roster in this region by so far, I think. Like, it is crazy. Okay, everybody, a quick hyper fast round again. Dark horse of this tournament. Laz, we'll start with you.
I'll give it to, if they really, really show up on the day, I know they're inconsistent, but inconsistent sometimes means you pop off. So Banana Boys, I'm giving it to them.
The Banana Boys, the dark horse of the tournament. I like that. Dupes next.
Yeah, stop pitching a Laz first, Banana Boys.
Okay, you're right. Ender, go ahead. What's your dark horse?
You know, I know I gave Banana Boys the victory over Time to Shine, but I think they can make a run through the lower bracket and really surprise a lot of players.
Wow,
I'll go Time to Shine.
Okay, I love that. I mean, Time to Shine. Well, for me, they're my favorite team, so obviously they're going to win, not a dark horse. But I think Feeling Cute is my, that's my dark horse. I think the talent on that roster is enough to make a very deep run and have some big upset wins. So that is going to be my dark horse of the tournament. We're running a little low on time, so I'm going to cut off my next questions. Let's jump over to the North American Finals bracket. TTV, Ignorance, Kaizen, Radiance, Wish, Amaterasu, Unknown, and Ascended. Some incredible squads we have gathered here. TTV, we've talked about so much. Ascended, we have talked about so much. Amaterasu, a recently formed squad, has been killing it tournament after tournament, winning some battle hubs, competing and performing very, very well in Rivals, having some great success. Kaizen finally finding their footing and having a great qualifier run in their tournament. I think a lot of people were doubting after a rough Rivals performance. They come in with a great successful open qualifier run. Radiance, truly the story of the offseason. I think there was at least a month or two where they were considered the best team in all of North America. After some teams were taking a break, they really rose to the occasion. We're near the top. Ignorance, we talked about this unheard of squad, Protein Shake and the gang. Bringing it to the finals bracket. Wish, we've just gathered some of the best individual talent solo queue demon players. I've already said about it before, and they are coming in to make a roster. Unknown, freaking the boys, back at it again. So that's my hyper quick storyline that I have given for these teams, because like I said, we're running a little low on time. But each of you, is there one team that you want to call out, shout out, and talk about a little bit that we haven't discussed too much? Deuce next, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I think of these matchups that we're looking at here that you have laid out, Kaizen and Radiance is the one I'm most excited about in this. It's really hard for me to choose one of these two teams. It's been amazing to watch as watch Radiance's glow up, if you will. They've been working hard in the offseason to step up, and they completely delivered in their first February Cup qualifier here. And Kaizen, of course, is just a lot of folks that are near and dear to my heart in the community that I've know personally, and it's hard for me to bet against Pikadif, who is legitimately one of the nicest human beings I've ever come across. So I'm going to choose two teams, and it's going to be one of those two. They're both indie darlings, if you will, and I want them both to see much success.
Cool. I see a couple questions in chat. Who is unknown? I call them Freak and the Boys, but it is Freak, Twisted, Simp, Lagoon, and Pure, and Dawn's Edge. I think Pure is the sub, and Dawn's Edge is the full-time roster player.
I think Dawn's Edge is the sub.
Dawn's Edge is the sub. Okay, they're the only one with no tag in their name, so that would make sense, but I can never say for sure. But all right, so
I didn't see Dawn's Edge is the sub. Dawn play a single game.
Okay, got it. Well, there you go. That is unknown. All right, awesome. Ender, any roster other than your own that you want to give a quick shout out to and talk about a little bit before we get into the predictions?
I talked a little bit about Ignorance and their open qualifier run, but I think Unknown also, you know, similar kind of story. With a lot of up and coming players. Twisted, I've actually coached several times last season as a support player, so a lot of faith in him, and excited to see what he brings.
That's awesome. Okay, I love that. Lazadin?
Obviously, you know, Radiance are my sisters. Like, I cannot go a podcast episode without shouting them out. They're absolutely incredible.
Of course.
I will also say Amaterasu is better than they showed during Unite Rivals.
Yes, for sure.
They are definitely an extremely strong team. But honestly, like, I could see there's like pretty much all these teams I could see making deep runs for sure.
Oh yeah, we again, just like EU, a very stacked bracket. That's what happens when we cut the top 8 instead of top 16. Everybody, there are very few matchups that I'm like, okay, well, let's move along. There may be a couple here and there, but not near as many as a top 16. So I think it'll be a very, very interesting tournament, to say the least. Specific team I want to shout out is going to be Wish. I mean, we have tons of superstars on that player. We have our Triyu, you got Scolded, you got Celestial. I mean, this team really shouts to me like, I misspelled Unknown. Okay, listen, chat. My spelling is not what I would consider to be my strong suit, clearly, as you can all see. But my belief in Wish, I think they're a really solid squad. I think Wish, Amaterasu, for some reason, the third round spot I always pick always seems to be the most banger game. However, Kaizen Radiance, also banger round one game. There's some great matchups here. But I think Wish will be really interesting. I think they're packed full of talent. There's a lot of personalities at work, though, in that team. That kind of seems to be sometimes the storyline of North America. A lot of big personalities, and sometimes everything is going amazing until it's not. So that it'll have to be something we deal with. But
didn't Wish Amaterasu happen during the bracket? Am I crazy?
Let's. Do you want to go back and check for me while we get this going?
Maybe that was during Unite Rivals, but
it definitely, could be. I am not sure. No, Wish beat Unknown, and then they lost to Kaizen, and then I don't think they faced up against Amaterasu until
that. Okay, that was during Unite Rivals. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. I put a K in there. I don't even know why the K's there. Unown. Okay, there. Neat. All right, our first round matchup, TTV versus Ignorance. I mean, we hyped up this team quite a bit, but they're going up against TTV. Again, a pretty tough pull. Ender, I'm sorry, we're not going to allow you to weigh in on this one. But Lesson and Dupes next. Can Ignorance defeat TTV?
No.
All right. Dupes next?
I don't know them. I'm not going to just say flat no, but I'm going to say TTV.
I did. TTV moves on. Here we go.
Nobody knows these people. How can you just flat out say they have no shot? That being said, it's TTV without a doubt, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, we can't spend 20 minutes saying how we don't know them and be straight gut them like that.
Because we don't completely not know them, right? Like, we have information. We know them from Ladder. Yeah. We know these teams. They're also a very newly formed team. TTV seems to be, I'm sorry, Ender, finally hitting their stride after a long offseason of not as great performances, but all of a sudden feels like they're back. And sometimes you just gotta believe in TTV when they're back, okay? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, but to say they have no chance, that is maybe Shake does kind of wipe TTV at in-game names. So true, though. So true.
So true. I don't think they have no chance. It's Pokemon Unite. Of course, everybody always has a chance.
Boom.
But
that was the question. That was the question. Do they have a chance? And you went, nope. TTV.
I just think they have no realistic chance.
Okay. Sure.
So you're saying there's a chance.
We won Weekly Mayhem. That is true, Otter. You did. Shout out. You won two of those events and you won the grand finals of it as well. So, and thank you for participating in Night Mike's Mayhem. Shout out. All right. Kaizen versus Radiance. This is, man, this game and the next game are both unbelievable initial games. So exciting. Kaizen, they were known as Family just, you know, a week ago, and are now known as Kaizen, Pikadef, Big Oozle, we got Bulby, so many good players, and then of course Radiance, the real story of the offseason. Where are we going with this one between the two? Ender, I want to start with you. Kaizen versus Radiance, who do you think is going to be your round two opponent?
Honestly, I'm going to be preparing for both of them almost equally. Personally, I think the games are going to be really close. It would be hard to give a particular team the edge, but I will say Radiance has been together. Their core squad's been together for the entire offseason. They've looked pretty good. So I think it'd be fair to give them a slight edge. But again, I think either team could take the set.
Okay. Lazadin, any thoughts?
I love everybody on both these teams. Mm-hmm. I believe in the Feppy Diff.
Okay. And if anyone doesn't know, coach of Radiance. So there we go. Yes. So you're going to believe in the Feppy coaching diff on Radiance. Okay. Interesting.
Feppy is going to get his revenge for the 2 hours of yelling every night from TOS.
You have to get your revenge somehow. Okay. Dupes next. How about you? Kaizen up against Radiance.
I want you to go first.
Okay, so my choice actually boils down to meta, I think, a little bit. And I think if Hoopa is as big as I think it's going to be in this event, or at least as much as I want it to be, I trust Ruby's support play a lot, especially if it has that Pokemon involved in it. I think they play Great Blissey or whatever, like, but Blissey just, I don't know, very strong opinions on what kind of skill it takes to play that Pokemon. But Hoopa, I think, could be a big difference maker in this matchup, and I think Radiance pulls in that direction. I think Big Uzi's, like, central play is really, really strong. It could bring Kaizen some big wins, but I just think the laning of Radiance might be a little bit better, and I'm gonna put some Blissey brain dead noted. Oh Shep, don't use that against me. I am going to put a little bit more faith in Radiance. So I'm throwing my banner in with Radiance. I love both of these teams. I think they're incredible. Blah blah blah. Put up all my qualifiers, but I am going to give Radiance the vouch.
Uzi, I see you can't bamboozle the Big Oozle. I'll say Kaizen, and then you can write down Radiance.
Okay. Oh man, this might be the most like brokenhearted I've been about a pick, but I love all these teams. I think they're really, really good. But
so I was hoping you'd say Kaizen, so I could say Kaizen, and then we could do a coin flip. That's really why I wanted you to go first. Yeah. Since you said Radiance, it doesn't matter. Right. But I really wanted to push this thing to a tie.
No, you are right. All that I said about meta, I actually just think it comes down to who starts hotter. Like, I think Kaizen and Radiance are both teams that I usually consider to be, like, need some warm-up time. And, you know, start terms a little slower. I need to find their footing. And, yeah, that's why I think that was really what it's going to come down to. But
I'm not sure about that either, Katie. I'm not actually sure
Really? Okay. Well, I don't know. I wish someone had said something sooner. I thought that was how this roster was going to work. Like, I assumed first and third seed would be on the same. Oh, no, that's where I missed.
No, it should be first and fourth. It should be first and fourth.
Okay, that's not hard to fix. I'll fix that right now. Yeah. So, Radiance, Wish goes here. Kaizen goes here. Amaterasu goes here, and Radiance goes here. Okay.
I can't believe Radiance is the winner of Amaterasu versus Kaizen.
How did that happen? It's funny enough, EU probably completely washed now because of how I did this, but whatever. All right. Wish versus Amaterasu. Dupes next. Kick it off.
Let me recap the rosters for myself here.
All right, sounds good. I'll jump over to Ender.
Yep.
Honestly, I just like calling Celestial Sea Dog. I've been doing it since regionals, so I'm giving it to Sea Dog.
I bet he loves that. He loves it. Sounds good. Lacedon, Wish versus Amaterasu.
I think whoever wins game one wins the set. I'm going to give it to Amaterasu.
Yeah.
Hashtag fork him.
I was going to say, I'm all team Sun Devils. Hashtag fork him. Amaterasu wins against Wish. Game one.
Let's make a Wish. I'm choosing
You're
Wish.
You're choosing Wish? Okay, sounds good. Well, I will bring up the camera one more time so we can get a coin flip. First one of NA, Wish versus Amaterasu. Wish being heads, Amaterasu being tails. I'm flipping it. It is heads yet again. Wish coming out on the winner's side of this one. Meaning they're going to be going up against TTV. Let's talk Unknown versus Ascended. That is our next matchup. What do we think? Is Ascended going to face a opponent they can't take in round number one? Lacedon, obviously, you are not allowed to speak to this one. Ender, Unknown versus Ascended. Who you got?
I think Ascended, without a doubt.
Okay. Deuce next.
It's important for me to understand Ascended's players' schedules. Sure. Assuming they have no other prior engagements, Ascended.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Let me check the calendar real quick.
Right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Depends if if it's only top eight, the tournament shouldn't go as long, right? Which is technically in favor of that. Great. Yeah, I really like the team of Unknown. I think they have some really good players on it. I think Ascended is just one of the best teams out there. So I am choosing Team Ascended. Man, one of these days I'll get how to do the text size correctly. All
Calendar's
right.
clear. We're safe.
Calendar is clear. We're good. All right, TTV versus Wish are our finals here again. Ender is on the bench. Where are we going here, Lacedon? Wish versus TTV. Can C-Dog defeat Ender?
No, I definitely give this to TTV right now. Wow, okay. I think there's a lot of very interesting storylines of that matchup. You know, you have the ex-teammates, Otter and Celestial, going up against each other.
Yep.
I expect the Ray to be hit at some point, possibly in a 5v5 scenario.
Yes. Could happen. It definitely could happen.
But yeah, like I'll give it to TTV.
Okay, well, that's so much faith in TTV again after a great qualifiers run. When they were the number one seed, I will say they were number one seed, had, you know, on paper, one of the better bracket runs into finals here. Dupes next, are you going for TTV or are you going for Wish?
Yeah, I'm going to go with TTV.
Okay. Interesting. Well, TTV wins this one, but I think my personal vouch is going to be for Wish. Sorry, Ender.
Ender, how you feel about that? See you later. Kick him off the podcast.
I'll be back next Tuesday and we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. I'll eat my words for sure. Okay, TTV moves along. Wait, what? Dupesnax said kick him off the podcast. I don't know if Dupesnax was referring to me or to Ender, but...
Well, Ender, he's the one getting rinsed by the podcast owner out here.
That's true. Zug, he betrayed you. That is true. Zug, I've betrayed many, many times. Radiance versus Ascended. This is a really good matchup. Two really solid teams. They have matched up before in the offseason. It has normally gone the direction of Ascended. My personal vote is going to be for Ascended. I think Radiance is great, but I think Ascended is one of the best teams in the game. Deuce next. Radiance or Ascended?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the champs.
All right, sounds good. Ascended, moving on. Ender, do you can throw in your personal vouch, technically. Doesn't matter. Also, Lutano, thank you for the gigantic raid. Radiance versus Ascended, who do you think wins this one?
I think Radiance definitely has the capability of taking a game off of them, but seeing the qualifier games, think it would be fair to give Ascended the win here.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, Katie, it's saying Ascended wins that. Well, Katie, you know, confidence, we can work on it. Ascended moving on here. So they're going to take down Radiance. I think you are correct, though, Ender. I think no matter what, that matchup ends up being a 1-2 either direction. I do not think that is a 2-0 in any sense of the word. TTV versus Ascended. I know Lazanin and Ender's votes, but I do want to ask a quick question. Ender, when preparing for this tournament, obviously you have to look at your immediate bracket and try to prepare for who you were playing up against. Is there any world, though, where the world champions of Ascended are on the brain already in terms of prep upcoming in this week?
Yeah, of course. But I have no fear. Like, absolutely no fear.
Sick. I love that. I really do. Lazanin. Same thing for Ascended. Is TTV one of the teams that you are most conscious of when preparing for this tournament?
Of course.
Okay.
But, you know, I feel the same way.
Okay, yeah. All right, great. Well, that's about all as much input as I could expect. Deuce next. TTV versus Ascended. Winners finals. Who gets the first invite into Grants?
This is tough. All right, so Laz is choosing Ascended. Ender's choosing TTV.
Correct.
Yep.
Coin flip.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. In causing a coin flip, you were saying you will choose the opposite of me. I would choose Ascended here. I think TTV looks.
Ender, really I always had your back. Zoink's been burying you all podcast. I got you.
It's so true. All right,
I'll remember that.
Yes, I'm really sorry. I'm making enemies with some of my friends. Heads will be TTV. Tails is Ascended. I've already been called out for rigging these coin flips in chat. So let's say if that's the case, heads for TTV. Tails is Ascended. Let's flip this. No, it is not. It is heads. TTV goes to your winner's finals after not dropping a match, or sorry, your grand finals all the way there. Incredible run from them, taking down Ascended. What would you know?
Thank you, Lutano, for the phenomenal raid.
Yeah.
That coin flip was brought to you by Lutano and the Guac Bowl.
Yeah, I can't say coin flips have been good for us in the past, but hopefully we didn't use up our luck on this one. Well, depending on which half of the team you ask, we do have honor now.
Settle down.
True.
On those breaks that you got in front of you, start pumping them. Pump the brakes.
On Overdunk, there are no free shoutouts. Those coin flips were absolutely bought by a Lutano raid. TTV going to Grands. All right, the personal choices of who wins this tournament is very clear from one half of our hosts. But Dubsnax, your personal choice, who wins this whole
flip
thing?
The coin.
I already
flip
did. Your vote is TTV. Coin. My vote is the reigning world champs of Ascendant to win this whole tournament. But let's go. Who is your MVP? I'm going to do this specifically. Ender, if your team wins this whole tournament, you take down the whole thing, who are you giving that MVP vote to? You can use yourself. You can choose yourself.
You're asking me to pick my favorite teammate.
No, who performs best in this meta? You know, who's the biggest winning factor in a high-stakes tournament setting? You can spin this in a different direction.
Zoinks, let me hijack this for a second, please. Okay, sure. Ender, you have to pick the best player if Ascended wins, and Laz, you have to pick the best player if TTV wins. That's how
the same
we're
doing way like this me.
You don't have to choose your own teammates or yourself. You have to choose from who we got you squaring up against in the finals. Let's hear that. Ender, Ascended, go.
I think the easy pick for a lot of people would be Overlord, and I think he's going to perform really well. But I think Oblivion's been looking good, and their latest pickup, he's been dominant in his role, so why not?
All right. Okay. I like it a lot. Oblivion beat the vouch. Lazanin, who is the MVP if TTV wins the whole thing?
Let's see. That's actually pretty hard, TTV, like all three of their carries have been popping off a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my boy Otter. Like, I think he's been looking pretty good.
Okay.
His Mew's nothing to be scared of for sure.
All right. Yeah.
Both Mew players.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. Yeah, both new additions to the roster. Shiny new toy. It's hard not to vote for it. Dupesnacks, I guess you have to do both then. So TTV, who's your MVP, and Ascendant, who's your MVP?
Yeah, so I've always been a huge mark, not just for Ender. Thanks for being on the podcast. I love you. But Zugrug, I think his defender play is disgusting. He's an absolute mutant, one of the most successfully aggressive tanks that we got moving around on AOS Island. So I'm going to choose Zugrug. And on the other side, I'm going to have to give it to Slash, who for some reason is always answering the prayers of any teammate wherever they are, always sorting them out. And we've seen them make some very Dr. Quinn medicine woman like plays, just picking everybody up from the brink of death. So I'm going to give it to Zug and Slash respectively.
Lot of tank love in that direction. Okay, interesting. If Ascended wins this whole thing, I'm giving the MVP to Curios, because that means if they win this whole thing, I think that means Curios has finally entered that final form, has truly adopted the central area role, and has taken over games and has become, you know, what I think we all know Curios can really be, which I think is a big storyline for Ascended, Curios being that new fill-in for that role. That's the storyline I'm looking towards for that player. So if they win, that's my MVP vote for them. If TTV wins, I'm giving it to Ender. I'm showing some Hoopa love. Honestly, Ender, I love you. I swear. I really do think that if you win this whole thing, it's going to be on the back of some incredible support plays from you. So shout out.
Dark. I don't remember what you said earlier. It's okay. But thank you.
That's ridiculous. I don't know how you ever would. Dark Horse winner of the NA tournament. Dupesnacks, you go first.
Kaizen or Radiance, you can't make me choose between two kids.
All right. Lazarus?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say, Radiance.
All right. Very well. Ender?
I don't know. It's hard for me to honestly, while I have like a lot of respect for all the teams here, it's just hard for me to ever look at anyone besides my team, but I'll give it to C-Dog. I mean, he's been in the lower bracket a lot of times, and he's come out ahead as well, so against my team too, so C-Dog and Wish.
All right, sounds good. I'm of course going Amaterasu, best roster announcement, best clan tag, of course, hashtag Sun Devils, hashtag Forkum. I love this squad, I truly do. Amaterasu, best underdog story, but I do think Kaizen or Radiance also have a very, very good chance of winning this entire tournament, depending on where that one goes. Everybody, make sure to tune in to a stream covering the North American Finals. The official broadcast is going to be incredible. I'm sure there'll be also some co-streams. It is an amazing time for Unite right now. The top eight of both EU and NA are amazing, and that's only two of the regions. On Overdunk in the future, we're definitely going to have to be covering more regions and see how they all laid out. I know we have some LATAM fans in this chat as well. I would love to cover that too, but we only got so much brain power and so much expertise on this podcast. We may have to outsource a little bit and get some experts from those areas to really come on and talk about that in the future. But thank you, all of you, for sticking with me for a little bit longer than normal episode to cover all of the things for February finals. Has been very, very exciting. Before we sign off, though, does anybody want to give a quick shout out or plug anything before we go? Dupesnacks, you're up first.
I have a very strong feeling that Unite Mike's Mayhem Season 3 is not far down the road.
Ooh, Unite Mike's Season 3. I personally have been a huge fan of Unite Mike's Mayhem Seasons 1 and 2. So I'm very excited about that.
Retweet.
Yeah, exactly. Lazarus, anything to shout out?
No, not at the moment. We should have some events coming up soon. I would definitely have something to announce next week, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
Okay, totally fine. We'll give you double time next week. Ender, anything you want to shout out or plug upcoming for this next week?
Nothing on me or my team's end, but we didn't get to talk about any other regions, but I do want people to pay attention to Brazil and the rest of South America. Yes. I think that region is popping off this year and expect a lot of big things from them.
Absolutely. We got Baby Mazel on a new squad. New sponsor. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Lazen, I'm sorry. What were you about to say there?
Oh yeah, we've been scrimming some of the like Latin and Brazil teams, and they've all been pretty good for sure.
Oh, very exciting, cool. Well, yes, we got to make sure we watch as much as we possibly can for Overdark next week. We're gonna have lots of breakdown upcoming for the podcast, so make sure you're subscribed to the Unite Mics YouTube channel, subscribing on those podcast feeds, and leaving a rating and review. That helps the show so much. But until next time, good luck to Lazen and Ender competing. Doobsnacks on the whatever you are doing for this tournament, me as well, and I hope you all have a fantastic week as we head into the February finals. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. Everybody have a good rest of your night. We'll see you next time.